Hello and welcome back to another episode of AI Microskills. Today, I'm going to be doing a deep dive on one of my favorite AI tools called CastMagic. I actually interviewed Greg Wasserman, who is the head of growth for the company, to kind of dive in deep to the tool, to all the use cases and different things that I didn't even know the tool could do. I know I use it a ton for this very podcast in order to come up with title ideas and the show notes and the timestamps and blog posts and all kinds of content for it. And I wanted to show you even a little bit behind the scenes before we jump into that interview with Greg. So CastMagic, here, I'm going to go ahead and sign in. Here we go. And I use it for all kinds of things. Shoot, I use it for my church. I use it for both of my podcasts, but Close Mode, my client's podcast, and this very show. And you can see I use it to upload shows like this one with Ann Murphy. I uploaded and it makes it so easy. You just upload the episode, whether video or audio, and it starts by transcribing the whole thing, and it labels it all for you. You actually have to tell it which speaker it is, but it knows there is one or two or three speakers. And it's like, which speaker do you want? I was like, oh, this one's me, and this one's Ann. So it transcribes it all. And this is an AI-enhanced transcript. Because, you know, podcast transcripts, they're kind of a little wonky sometimes. Sometimes the transcribing tool gets a word wrong. Sometimes people just kind of stumble over their words, and it makes for weird transcript errors. The AI goes and cleans that up. It's really nice. So while this transcript is helpful in and of itself, I like it because it gives you all this content on the back end. Like, look at all these title ideas. I usually come and mix, kind of pick and choose one, or sometimes I'll remix a few of them or decide that none of them are good and just write my own. But I'll usually copy this and edit it down a little bit, like the introduction. This is what I use for the show notes, and then I include the timestamps here. But it does so much more. It comes up with questions for it and key topics and bullets and finds clips for you if you're editing the clips yourself. What is this? Oh, I have it finding micro skills for every single one of these that I'm loading onto the website. And I used to do this. Now I have a different process for us, but it actually was building ChatGPT image prompts so I could take these, put them into ChatGPT, and it'll generate images for the custom images. Now I have a different process for this, but I've been doing that. And it's cool because you can even go to Magic Chat and essentially like build new prompts for it. So every time you upload it, like it has a new set of content based on the instructions that you give AI to do it based on the transcript, which is just freaking amazing because it used to take so long to do all this stuff and now it's fast. And one little secret gem up here that Greg showed me a few months ago is that you can actually share it all, put it on a public page or embed it into the website for people to have access to the transcript, the AI content. And you can choose and make it really easy to say like, oh, I don't want them to have access to this, but I do want them to have access to this. I don't know. You can imagine you could just embed some of this stuff and then you can give them access to Magic Chat or not. Imagine that. We'd actually talk about that in the episode. But without further ado, I've kind of shown you the tool and what it looks like on the back end. Let's dive into the interview to talk about all the different use cases about what's here, because I'm just using it for podcasting, but it can obviously go much, much further. So let's see what Greg has to say. CastMagic has been changing the game for me. So I'm excited to have you on, Greg, to talk about all the different ways we can be using CastMagic and how it's changing the game for marketers in the repurposing space. So Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here. You know, having connected with you in a previous role and our previous careers, and now be able to do more with you, it's a joy to be on the show.
Absolutely. So let's go from the beginning. So I remember CastMagic. I heard about it in June. To me, it was like it was on AppSumo. I frequent there every once in a while just to look for like deals, and I find most of the apps on AppSumo are like kind of garbage. It's going to work for 3 months before it dies kind of a thing. Not CastMagic, man. I was like, dang, this is going to be huge. I know you guys launched back like in March of last year, right? 2023.
Correct.
And it was when I went back and looked at your history, it was a big deal. Like Noah Kagan endorsed it. And it was a bigger launch than most of the AI startups I've seen. What inspired it? What came before the March launch? How did this whole thing get started for you guys?
So not an owner, not a founder, so I can't take credit, but as an agency guy, you know, like your former podcast agency, you'll appreciate this. So Ramon and Blaine, co-founders, were running VC-backed companies, and they have a podcast. And they were working with a podcast agency, and they weren't getting the results that they were looking for. OpenAI came out. They're like, could we build something? New Year's Eve of 2022, two of them, along with our CTO, Justin, sat down, did a Zoom call. They're like, yeah, we could build this. And they built Cast Magic to basically do what they were hiring an agency to do, and was able to build using AI, a tool that will allow them to do titles, show notes, and all the different components, and going like, great, how do I now have the time to actually do that? Great, Cast Magic did it.
Man, and it is freaking magic. After working at that Sweetfish for a long 3 years, I could say like it used to take about a team of like 3 or 4 different people in order to take a podcast episode, you know, and it was just, it was even video because we were recording via Riverside most of the time. And, you know, the producer would have to then take it, give it to the audio engineer, give it to a writer who would have to listen to the whole episode. And maybe we'd use some tool to transcribe it. And they'd have to actually analyze it to figure out like, what did they talk about? To even write a single title, it always had to be listened to write the title, and it, let alone to write some show notes. And then we'd have to charge a lot of money to write a full blog post because that would take even longer, right? And then you'd get it back from the audio engineer, and the writer would also have to like write the timestamps for any clips, and then like do a massive amount of work. It was really like the point of resistance was the writer. It just took a long time for them to listen to it and then come up with all the content for it. And it would take a two weeks to get any of that content back, which for me just felt like forever as somebody who was marketing the service. And I'm like, gosh, can we bring it down to at least 1 week? Cause after 2 weeks, you forget you even did the thing. So when Cast Magic came out, I was instantly like, oh my gosh, like, I could like, I produce some shows now for some clients, like Sweetfish did, and I could turn around an episode same day. Shoot. I could turn around an episode in 90 minutes with edits, like making edits myself, downloading it. I don't even have to listen to the episode because Cast Magic can listen to it and like write the title and the show notes. And, you know, you'd go and check it all and make sure it actually lines up. But it takes what it used to take a podcast team, like 2 weeks. A single individual person can now turn in like 90 minutes. And I've done this a lot, so it's a little easier, I guess, but still, yeah. Cast Magic does a lot. And when did you get involved?
So I got involved. So every Monday, I post 3 podcasts I think people should listen to on my LinkedIn. And I just happened to have done DTC Pod, which was the podcast they did. And what was it? That was December. So I'd say February, Blaine hit me up. So if you think about it, they thought of the idea New Year's Eve. Yeah. 2 months later, less than 2 months later, he hit me up. He's like, hey, you seem to know a lot about podcasting. I built this tool. Can I show it to you? Showed me Cast Magic. Blew my mind. I'm like, yes, this is literally what I've been talking to podcasters about. Like, stop thinking of yourself as a podcaster. Stop thinking of yourself just downloads. How do you take that amazing content and repurpose it? And that was, I'm like, I could sell the shit out of this. Literally said that. I'm like, I could sell this. And I'm like, let me go ask some clients. Go, would you guys get this? They're all like, this is incredible. I'm like, all right, I knew something there. So I joined April 1st.
April 1st. So, I mean, it launched in March. You joined April 1st. And
launched on AppSumo in March. So technically, they had already, he showed me in February, like, I guess call it beta, like what they were already doing. But then they launched it in March on AppSumo, so a few weeks later. And then I joined April 1st.
Wow. So, man, that's such a tight turn to be able to, like, because everybody was figuring out the API back then. And even, like, I know OpenAI.
I do the same thing.
OpenAI. Gosh. All the acronyms. OpenAI had changed their API like multiple times in the beginning of last year, right? They like launched it January and then it changed like in March and it changed in April and then it changed in June. Like they kept changing the API, making it more better and robust because people are finding workarounds to get the most use out of it. Everybody's trying to figure out how to get the most out of this AI engine now. And Cast Magic was probably like the first use case that I was like, oh crap, this is other than chatbots themselves, but you're like, okay, that makes sense. But like, I think Cast Magic was the first big one that I was like, oh, this is by far the most useful thing I've seen AI do yet. And I'm still looking for use cases. And now I'm still kind of like watching and waiting for it to evolve to get something more useful than Cast Magic, because Cast Magic is so useful in its ability to take a transcript and turn it into all kinds of things. Where do you kind of see it now? Like, how has it changed the game for you as a podcaster now?
If I look at when he first showed me Cast Magic, I'm like, yes, this is going to change the game for podcasting. This now allows everyone out there to stop A, thinking of just downloads, and B, start thinking of themselves as just a brand, doing something with content and the podcast, whether it's audio or video, since we know the name podcast has kind of changed. Case in point, you know, this is video based. Is now allowed everyone, all the solopreneurs, everyone to go like, great, I can automate this. I can take my thoughts. I can take my content and repurpose it. And then I think repurposing, as we were talking beforehand, like repurposing now has so many different meanings. It's just not a LinkedIn post into in a social post, but like you can repurpose. Like I take my coaching calls and I turn those into courses. I'm like, great, it knows exactly how I'm coaching. So why couldn't I take that and turn this into a course? And now you're stripping out the person you're talking to, but it's still your thoughts. It's your consulting skills. And like, great, how do I do that? So now Cast Magic has allowed me to not just think about podcasting, but it's literally anything audio, video. How do I repurpose it? I use like our iOS app. If I have a thought, I know I've followed your content. Like you record a bunch of looms and you're like, all right, let's just bounce ideas and I'll record things. I just do that in our mobile app. And I'm like, great, 2 minutes of a thought, turn this into a newsletter or LinkedIn post and bam, I'm done. So as you're walking, you're thinking, you're driving, you're thinking, how do I just take those thoughts instead of like, let's go into a Notion doc and actually just record it and turn it into whatever piece of content I want.
Man, it even makes me think, I'm like, you could be using this internally. Imagine you take your sales calls or your best sales calls, and then you run them through Cast Magic and it has prompts already built into it to like do analysis on it to, again, create internal training. You could use it for external training, but you could also be using it for internal training because it's like all the stuff you know you need to do, but you never take the time to do it because walking through a library of 20 calls and walking through the process of listening to them, breaking them down, making the action steps, things to watch for. It just takes too long. That's like crazy.
So it's funny you bring that up. We have, so the original use case was podcasting. And if you go into the account now, there's like 8 profiles built in. There's more that we haven't actually publicly given, but we've built more on the back end. But 2 of them are customer sales and customer discovery. And the whole reason those 2 came about is there was a gentleman who was running, is running the sales and support for an auto dealership. And he's like, well, I've got this rubric. So I'm listening to everyone's call. Then I have to go like, did they ask this? Did they ask this? Did they have this? And he's just figured out Cast Magic. So he came up with custom prompts, literally was able to automate all the questions on his rubric. And all I have to do is load that in there, avoid listening to every one of his sales reps or support reps calls and go, all right, it already scored this for me. Now I can focus more on the feedback. Hey, let's do the coaching component as opposed to you didn't do this or we did do this. And then to your point, he can now take those sales calls and go like, all right, what are common pain points that we're seeing across a segment of our users? Use the function pages with inside Cast Magic and start aggregating on ideas, concepts, marketing material, whatever he wants to draw from those calls.
Even this summer, I ran the streaming for an event of a tech startup I was working for. And I was like, guys, we have to get Cast Magic. And we had to like, we had to buy like all the extra minutes we could get because we did a 2-day event, you know, it's like at like 2 days full of content. They had 2 different rooms going, recording all of it. And then we get back and they're like, when can we start repurposing this? And I'm like, yeah, but with Cast Magic, it felt like a freaking secret weapon because we can upload all of it and have it almost all like 80 to 90% of there. And we had a team of 2 writers and it just assigned it off to all of them. And it got them all started on the tweets and the blog posts and the summaries and how to title and give notes for these things. And like everything, like all the content we ever wanted, like was almost already done before. As soon as the videos were done, we uploaded them and we almost had like 80 to 90% of what could have taken like 3 months of all the writer's time.
So I love it. Was done in weeks. I went to a conference. I went to Podcast Movement. There's about 500 hours of content that was recorded. I'm like, I was on 2 panels and I couldn't attend basically any other panel because there's just so much going on. But even if you attended one panel every hour, you missed nine. I'm like, you guys, what if we created a profile for events, exactly what you did? And I'm like, if I missed anything that was said, let's load it into Cast Magic. We built all these custom prompts so you can automatically upload it. So if anyone already is running a summit with that kind of piece, I'm happy to talk to them and go like, look, we've already built this out for you. It's not public, but we can have that and make it so much easier for your life.
Dang. Did you sponsor, did you do that for Podcast Movement in exchange for something?
Oh, so no, it was an idea that came after the August event. I'm like, you guys, like, I hit up the team and I'm like, you guys, like, let's run this through Cast Magic because you can then repurpose it. Me as a panelist, I can get that because I'm not going to go back and watch my two half hour panels. Like, I don't remember. Like, I just want the details. What did I say? What are the quotes? What are the high level ideas? And then also give it to the attendees. So we've built into the system where it's easy for all that. And now every event can get more content repurposed beyond just the event itself.
So smart, dude. You could almost like sponsor events that way. Imagine if, and then just like be the sponsor of the back end. And when people are watching videos later and it has all this extra content per video, like content sponsored by Cast Magic. Want to get stuff like this? Want to turn your event into this? And it's just like the ad with the link into it. I'm like, there's a partnership for the right events.
And that is exactly one of the focus. After that event, I'm like, I see such a huge lift being done with Cast Magic for anyone that's doing a digital or a live summit going, how do we take that content and allow all three avenues, the event, the speakers, and the attendees to actually get more value out of it, but also repurpose it so then the event actually gets more buzz?
Yeah. So you guys are early movers on this. And I know there's a lot of other apps that have now come and try to duplicate the same thing. They even like message me every once in a while. They're like, hey, man, I have this new podcast app. You're going to love it. I'm like, okay, show me this thing, which I don't know. I get one or two of these a month, and I have been for a couple of years now. But over the last 6 months, like at least once a month, somebody messages me with essentially a knockoff of Cast Magic. And I'm always like, yeah, have you seen Cast Magic? They're like, no. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're way ahead of you. you should go check it out because everything you have, Cast Magic's already done, and they're still on top of it. So they release new stuff every month or so.
Every week, so, basically.
Yeah. I'm impressed with the way you guys have been shipping and hustling on all the little tiny things, UI things. I feel like there's always some kind of like new goody in there. How have customers been using it? And I know podcast, the big one, because like podcasters want to turn their podcast episodes into new things. How are other people using it outside of sales training, outside of events, outside of podcasts? There's a lot of different uses for this thing.
It's incredible to think about. And every person I talk to, like no different than talking to you, I learn something on how you're using it, even if you're only using it the bare minimum of just podcasting, but in terms of different use cases. So coaching calls, or one of my favorites is I take a podcast, I use a custom prompt, course creation. So I'm like, great. Think about it. Most podcasts, like this conversation is a masterclass in itself. So you can go ahead and say, now turn this into a course, use a prompt that will automatically give the framework for you for a course.
Yeah.
You then go and build that out in whatever platform you want to build that out, record that course, then use the course webinar profile we've got, and it will build you the conceptual takeaways, the worksheet, the quiz. And now you've literally rinse and repeat. You're like, all right, take a conversation, turn it into a course, go monetize that course, give me all the assets for that course, even the lead magnet to promote that course. Like, it's incredible in that regards. Other use cases, really exciting, the speaker ones. So there's a lot of NSA, National Speaker Association users. And what they're doing is taking the mobile apps or iOS app. They've already preset custom prompts in there based on whatever it is they want to take away and leave for the event. So going back to the event piece, like, hey, you should hire me to speak about whatever I'm speaking about. And by getting me, you will be getting these right away leave behinds because as soon as they're done talking, it's already run into their Cast Magic account. They just have to log in, label, make little changes, and then they use the shareable link and give it on over. So now they're adding so much more value to the events that are going to, which then gets them more speaking engagements. The coaching one, we kind of talked about that. I love that. The sales, we talked about that. I'm seeing course creators are embedding Cast Magic into their course platform and going, great, here's the recording, here's the transcript, but ultimately here's all the takeaways that they've already set up for their students, and then enabled Magic Chat going like, if you students need anything to walk away with, great. Coaches are using the shareable link as well, going like, you hired me, I'm your coach. But by hiring me, you get this great access to Cast Magic. So here's the recording. They share the recording with them. Here's already the items that we've talked about. And then if there's anything else you want, great, go for it. So it's the sky's the limit in terms of just how you want to leverage it, which is really cool.
I almost feel like the Magic Chat is underutilized.
Yes.
The fact that you can embed the Magic Chat for people to prompt essentially ChatGPT, but loaded with that transcript, I'm like, dang. Like, imagine loading that into a course, and most students wouldn't take advantage of this, but dang, like, if it were there under every video, it'd be like, it's like, hey, ask the AI bot about this content, it will give you answers. Confused about something? It'll probably give you the right answer. Like, you want the nuanced answer, especially if it was, I mean, if it were loaded in the pages and it had access to the full course content, not just that one lesson, but even if it was just the lesson. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
And it's funny. I would say I just did a recording last week, and she asked me bullet questions like, what is the most utilized, underutilized? Magic Chat is the most underutilized. The most overused is the modify button. Most people are like, modify, modify, modify. And they're like, eh, it's not giving me, it's not giving me, it's not giving me. It's like, yeah, just use Magic Chat and come up with your own custom prompt. And that way you stop hitting the modify button so you can actually build what is it you're trying to do, which, as you know, with AI, like, you're only going to get the output as smart as what your input is. So if your input, you're just saying, give me something new, but it's not changing what it is. It's what's the opposite of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result, right? So that's what most people are doing. They're like, modify, modify. No, go ahead and use the Magic Chat button. Come up with your own custom prompt.
Yeah, I love that. You can. That was probably when you guys launched that feature, I think it was like in August or something. I was like, yes, this was the next thing, to be able to build my own prompts and test, because I'll go in there and I'm spending a lot of time in AI now, so testing prompts and retesting it and trying to perfect it so it gives me the right thing has become part of like my day-to-day now. But I remember back in August trying to do that and starting to fall in love with the fact that I can rebuild it to give me exactly what I want in the nuanced way that I want it in the format that I need it. You know, it's just going to be done. And then you're like, you pin it. And so it happens every time moving forward. It's freaking gold. The thing I love about Cast Magic, it allows you to go really broad, really fast. You upload one piece of content, and then it's like, normally in ChatGPT, you could do the same thing in ChatGPT. In fact, I ran out of freaking minutes. I have 800 minutes, a lot. It's a lot of minutes. And I finally like did a month where I went over 800 minutes, and I was like, oh crap. Okay. I'll just load, like, this Zencastr makes a transcript. So I started putting that in GPT, and I was like, yeah, but in Zencastr, I have to continue prompting it to get every piece that I want out of it. Like, I have to keep pushing it along, versus Cast Magic, it just, you give it once and then it executes 12 different prompts for you. What's different though, is that you can go broad with Cast Magic, but you can't go as deep as ChatGPT, where it starts to build a memory of what's happened. And then it can do different things. You could say, hey, write a list of angles and then do analysis on those angles and find which one would be the most interesting for the audience that you already know about. And then once you know which one's the most interesting, now write a blog post based on that, you know, so you can actually have it do some thinking. That would probably be like a future iteration to like stack prompts, but
it's coming. You know. But have you started playing around with the content sample section or no?
No. What's that? I'm like, wait a second. I got to open this thing up.
So content sample
section.
Right. So if you create a new prompt, so for your listeners here, if you create a new prompt, you have in a sense three fields that you can use in the prompting: a title, prompt, and content sample. Content sample is, let's say I know a piece of LinkedIn post that Dan's done. I'm like, ooh, I want Dan's format because you're a marketer. You've already thought about the structure of it. I'm like, I like how you structured this. I'm going to go copy what Dan's already done as a structure, paste that. That's my sample. And then I'm going to reverse engineer the prompt and go like, what did Dan actually do? How did he lay out this structure? And I'm just going to then verbalize like what it is. And now anytime I load a piece of content in there, it's going to look like your format, my words, because it's my content, but it's in a structure that I would never have been able to think about because you're better at the structure side of it than I am.
So essentially you're kind of pulling inspiration from other people who've made different prompts.
Yes, but you could also do that from a, if I've already come up with a format for my show notes, I'm going to copy the show notes I've got, paste that in there, and then just reverse. Like, how did I come up with this idea for the show notes? But now you're giving it the sample of exactly what you want your show notes to look like. And therefore, every time you run a new episode, that same format will be coming out and it's going to match the tonality of what your sample is.
Okay. I'm going to have to play around with this and report back on this podcast because I'm like, oh, my brain's already I already got some ideas going. So I'm going to have to report back.
So I've got a Loom for tomorrow that I'll be sharing in the Slack channel of basically like, hey, here's an example of what I did. I've always tried to look at your stuff and go, ooh, could I do this? But like what I'm leveraging from an input standpoint doesn't match what your output would be. So I haven't been able to do it. But like this would be a cool thing to figure out what either Dan Sanchez or Logan Lyles or Justin Simon. Like I follow the three of you guys from a partnership standpoint content. I'm like, oh, would there is something be there? But like haven't been able to figure out a good piece that you guys got that I could use as a sample, but it's kind of fun.
Absolutely. You know, it'd be interesting. And I remember, I think you tagged me in a LinkedIn post a while ago about a guy who'd found an interesting use case just for ChatGPT. But you were like, dude, this should be done in CastMagic. Like, what are you doing? And I came in and commented. I'm like, yes, CastMagic. But he was doing outreach with it. He was essentially finding prospective buyers and who were speaking on different stages. And they had YouTube videos of them speaking. And he's like, well, instead of me actually doing research on them, because that takes time to go and watch the videos that these prospective like high net or major decision makers at large companies that could be, you know, have large budgets, right? High worth individuals. Instead of watching a bunch of their content, he could just plug their YouTube URLs into CastMagic. And then CastMagic starts its repurposing. You build custom prompts. He could have, and he was doing this with ChatGPT and transcribing it and walking through a manual process, AI assisted, but still fairly manual. I'm like, dang, because if he was just trying to do this with 20 accounts, think about how fast it would be just to build the custom prompts into it. And every time you feed it a URL of a person, it walks through the episode, breaks it down in the way you need it for an outreach email, even a sequence of outreach emails, because you could preload it with the email and just fill in this template kind of a thing. And it would be preloaded with the thoughts or insights you had from the speech or whatever. I'm like, ah, I remember you tagged me in it. I'm like, what a beautiful thing to think about. You can use other people's content to do all kinds of things. And now I'm like, there's probably even other situations. Like maybe you have a newsletter where you're reacting to people's content. So you take their video, either their podcast or their video, put it in CastMagic, and then you just prompt it with how you want to format the newsletter. And it pretty much writes your newsletter every week. That's crazy.
No, it's so true. So yeah, I remember specifically that use case because I'm like, all right, you guys are all connected to this guy. How do I use the nearbound method of going like, someone please convince this guy that he's got the right idea? He's just got a better way to execute it. Yeah. I have a workshop that I'm doing with a sales professional in a couple of weeks, literally about that whole piece. All right, how do you go ahead as a salesperson and create a brand, create engagement, and try to sell to your ICP, whoever that may be? It's like, well, I've got them either as a guest at another podcast, they've done an interview, they've spoken on some panel. Let me load that into CastMagic. And now what is it that I want to extract? Whether it's write a LinkedIn post where I can tag the person on what they've said and go like, oh, Joe Smith said this at a conference and I really liked what Joe had to say. So I'm sharing what Joe said. It's great knowledge. I'm tagging Joe. So Joe's going to go like, oh, who's this? Thank you for listening. Like, there's so many ways, or as you said, do the email sequencing. Go like, all right, if I want to target Joe based on what he said on this podcast, and he's my ICP, how do I now go sell to him based on whatever information? Yeah, you could automate that all with inside CastMagic.
Man, I'm like, I need to figure out a way to create really compelling content just based on reacting to other people using people's content using Cast Magic. There's got to be like an interesting angle, because you could do a breakdown of it, but I'm like, there's got to be an angle that's unique to me, or like that could be created for any business that's unique to the business that would then, there's got to be something there. I'm just going to have to sit down and think about it, because I think that's probably even an even bigger opportunity content wise than just repurposing your own content.
Oh,
it's figuring out how to react, because React is such a good model.
And so then the other side that I love about it is you've seen, it gives you questions. So great. Even if I didn't write anything and I just go, give me this piece of content and it's going to give me a bunch of questions. Now I can start posting and commenting and using those questions. If like, I don't know what to say, or I'm not sure to, am I saying the right intelligent thing? Like, great. Like, here's 10 questions that literally were extracted for you. And you can start seeding those and go, how do I get engagement on other people's comments? And as you know, from a LinkedIn standpoint, you know, when you like and engage, other people see that, and it builds your brand from that standpoint. So there's so many different use cases.
There are. I mean, shoot, I use it for my church. I record, I'm the guy recording the sermons on Sunday in the back sound booth, and I just take it, I run it through Cast Magic, and of course I get my title and show notes out of it for the podcast, but I also take it just to make questions, because they have small groups later where they discuss the sermon, and coming up questions is a pain. Cast Magic, easy.
Do you have our sermon? Do you have our sermon preset?
No, I made my own. You have an option for like making your an other option, so I made another and then prompted it with
right.
Like, hey, this is Grovefield Church's sermons.
So a large audience. A large audience of Cast Magic users are in your space, in the church space. So we worked with a bunch of churches, figured out kind of like Bible study and children, family questions, and like built a profile. So no different than the events one. We have a church, a religious organization one. They're not publicly facing, so you're not going to see those part of the eight.
I was going to say, those aren't in there. I would have selected that if that were in there.
I keep pushing the team. I'm like, you guys, we got to make this public so more people know about it, because that's an incredibly large use case. But yeah, let me know, and I can get that loaded in there. And you can start seeing like, oh, what if these major church organizations that we're working with want it? And that's why we built it in there. You're like, eh, Greg, I've already done this. No biggie. But yeah, if you're in the... if you're in that space, there's about 400,000 churches in the U.S. alone, and we're global. So you can think about how many people that's able to help, especially when churches are you know, they're nonprofits, they're small teams. It's like anything I can do to take this sermon and extract it, so I've got my newsletter, my social promotions, and I'm able to engage with my community. It's incredible.
All that stuff. Most churches tend to lag behind with tech, but you know, some stay up, and Cast Magic is like fairly affordable. So like if I were a church, like I'm doing it for my church. So I think all churches should be doing it, because it's just super useful. You get so much content out of it. And I think like most churches specifically, like they all want to focus on how to get more of the congregation to not only just listen to it, but actually like take action on it, and repurposing it so they can get in different ways is a big part of that. But of course, marketers are trying to do the same thing with their content. So different space, same use case as well.
I mean, but it goes back to Cast Magic is your ultimate workspace for content repurposing. And if I think about what is repurposing, it's not just like a LinkedIn post, a newsletter. It's like, could I take this church sermon and aggregate five of them and say like, write me an entire new blog post of whatever the pastor said? Or could I take those five church sermons and go like, what is a common theme that the pastor keeps talking about? And can we extract that and build upon that?
Yeah.
Like, how do I get insights of whatever he keeps talking about? Because every week he's talking something differently. And think about that with your sales. Think about that with your coaching. Think about that in anything you're doing.
Yeah. I think I've already pitched some ideas and things I'd like to see in Cast Magic. But I think one thing that's missing too is like an a publish button. You see the tweet, the tweet's formatted, and you're just like, edit or publish or schedule or put in the essentially like almost like an integration with Buffer or something like that. So one thing Zencastr, the software we're recording on now, they do it pretty well with their clips. And it's the one thing I like about their clip tool versus videos or any of the other clip tools, is that they have a button after, if I like the clip and the clip makes sense and it doesn't need editing, I just go put it in the queue and it just publishes everywhere later sometime.
Yeah. The only thing we've got right now is Zapier integration to go zap it to wherever you need it to be. That's the one piece we've got.
Zapier's good, man. I mean, I'm pretty mad if somebody hasn't integrated with Zapier's. I'm like, you just have to integrate with one freaking tool that does everything. Because if you can get that tool, then if I were motivated enough, I could figure it out. I don't have to like code it myself. I could actually just go and integrate it.
Yeah.
But man, Cast Magic, it's making a huge difference for me. I know it's making a huge difference. I know Sweetfish has picked it up and started using it too, because obviously it's beyond useful to get the breakdown of what's happened in an episode.
Yeah.
What are you guys seeing for the future?
If you think about Cast Magic as the ultimate content repurposing engine, right now we just have audio video. So the next piece is, how do we bring in text? You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I've written a book. Well, right now you've got to take your audio book, and that's what people are doing. They're taking their audiobook chapters and going like, great, how do you write me marketing material on this chapter? How do you write me marketing material to promote this book? Or how do you help me restructure into a new version of the book?
Yeah.
But I've written all these blog articles. I would love to take those blog articles and put them in here. So I think that's an area that we're going to continue to evolve and see. So it's not just audio video, but all things content repurposing.
Being able to hook up an RSS feed from your WordPress blog or something would be fantastic.
Right. Another thing is just, how do you continue to leverage it for content inspiration? So if I think about, there's, what is it, financial advisors or financial planners and real estate executives in that regards, like, they're always supposed to be putting out content, but they're going from house to house, or they're dealing with traveling all around to a different customer. How do they have the time to put that together? It's like, well, if I watched a Yahoo Finance video and I take a voice memo of like my own thoughts, and then I take another piece of content, how do I use those pieces of content to come together as inspiration to then send me a newsletter and go, hey, everyone, here's three, you follow me for whatever reasons, I'm consuming the content for you, and I'm going to aggregate that and create the content that you're going to get in your newsletter and your social promotion. So how do we continue to think about, you know, where do you get inspiration? Who else are you getting inspiration from? And then how do you package that together with your own editable comments on it?
So where can people go to learn more about all the different things they could do at Cast Magic? Obviously, there's castmagic.com, but where are you guys publishing your own content? Where are you publishing the recipes and the different things people are doing with the tool?
So it's all right now in our Slack community. So we've got a customer-only Slack community. I am working on making a public Slack community, so pretty soon that will be coming. It won't just be Cast Magic. It'll be something larger than that. But right now, yeah, I keep putting the use cases. We've got almost 1,300 people, just shy of 1,300 people, depending on when you actually listen to this and air it. But yeah, people are posting how they're doing, how they're thinking about it. We do a weekly workshop. So every week I bring everyone together and like, you want to learn? You want to learn from each other? It's all community-based. As you know, you've provided feedback, and we take that feedback and we continue to iterate and build. So it's exciting to know that like your voice is being heard, but you also have other people that you get to learn and teach from.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining me on AI Micro Skills. Remember, if you're listening to this, AI won't replace marketers anytime soon. So AI will, in fact, only give marketers superpowers, like Cast Magic's giving me superpowers to be able to do way more with less as a solopreneur. So let's level up together, one skill at a time.